modern smoker.
Free Talk Live, you may take control of the airwaves. Here, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with the various features you will find on the site. The main feature allows you to control the content. What you see on the front page, those things were put there by listeners like you. Maybe there are news items or blog posts, perhaps they're YouTube videos. Whatever you think is interesting, you can just drop it right there on our front page, and then other people can vote on it, whether they like or dislike. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, in studio, Ian here.
And Tally.
All right. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. You may also Skype us. Our username there is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in whichever way you think is best. Going to start out with a story I think I teased the other night. We never had a chance to get to it. Street chess. This has been a growing, festering problem in the cities of America. People sitting outside, consensually playing a game involving a board, some checkered squares, and pieces. Sometimes sculpted, sometimes more generic. But for years, people have been in the streets. They have been playing this game without government permission. And now it's about time. San Francisco is putting a stop to it.
Oh, the scourge is going to end in San Francisco?
Of course, I'm being facetious. But yes, this is not an Onion article. This is a real piece from the San Francisco Gate. I checked the date on the story. I thought maybe it was a 4th of July, or not 4th of July, April 1st, mm-hmm. April Fool's story or something like that. No, this is fresh. It came out about 10 days ago. Street chess, that institution of young, old, rich, and poor, mentally duking it out over a checkered board in the open air, thrives downtown in nearly every big city of America, except now San Francisco. For more than 30 years, chess games have been a staple near 5th and Market Streets, but earlier this month, the San Francisco Police Department confiscated the playing equipment, chairs, and tables from where dozens of people, mostly homeless, would gather every day to play. Police said that regular chess players weren't the problem, but the area had become a hotbed for illegal gambling and drug use. It's turned into a big public nuisance, said Captain Michael Redman, contending the complaints from nearby businesses and arrests for sale and possession of narcotics have increased over the past 6 months. I think maybe, he said, it's a disguise for some other things that are going on.
He thinks. It's a theory, but they've already taken action to remove all these tables.
Right. And so apparently because some people have been busted for drugs, that means no one is allowed to play chess. Do you remember back, Jason Talley? I don't know if it was like this for you in school, but we both grew up in Florida, so maybe you had a similar experience. There was this kind of idea that people who are involved in extracurricular things at school would be less likely to do drugs, and so therefore, people were. It was suggested that if you were in the chess club, you were more likely to be kind of a straight edge kid, right? That,
sure.
You know, this is something to do to stay off of drugs. Well, now they're saying you can't play chess because a couple or a few people or however many people that have been either hanging around the chess area or actually playing chess have been caught with some drugs. So let's just get rid of that entirely.
I think the lesson might be that you can play chess as long as it's under supervision by somebody.
So it's shocking to me that this is actually happening. I just can't even. Sometimes the government really does, the state people really surprise me with how absolutely ludicrous they can be. On Tuesday afternoon, the only sign of street chess was at the feet of Marvin Boykins, age 57, across from his latex chessboard. A friend moved chess pieces at the command of a smartphone computer game set at the grandmaster level, which Boykins refused to listen to after it warned him that he'd made a bad move. He said, "I've been playing since I was 7 or 8 years old. Chess is a true San Francisco tradition," he said. His friend, Hector Torres Jr., said chess saved him from a gambling addiction when he moved to San Francisco from Las Vegas more than 20 years ago. He said the chess games are a discrimination-free zone that is welcome to everyone, including San Francisco Giants players, millionaires, and people who have been in prison for decades. He says they're being mean for no reason, he said about the police. To me, it's a scapegoat. Pinpointing exactly how the games began on mid-market is difficult, but what is clear is they've been a fixture since at least the early 1980s. The people supplying the tables and the rules for play change periodically, but the basic premise was always the same. A steady core of chess devotees, many of them homeless, sat at tables all day, and pretty much anyone who wanted to play could take a seat. Sometimes the winner won $1. Other times it was just a straight fee to play. And one time in the early 2000s, the players who ran the tables charged 50 cents for three games. Boykins himself charges $2 for people to rent one of his boards. The tables were sometimes supplied by avid players with homes and sometimes by homeless people. One penniless man in the mid-2000s dragged them there every morning from his storage place south of Market Street. This sounds to me like a dedicated group of people who, for decades, have been enjoying something that they really like and have a real appreciation for. And
they're providing the community a service?
Absolutely. I mean, with a very low-cost entertainment service. Where can you go and do any level of gaming for 50 cents to $2?
Does the story say anything about how this is illegal? I mean,
well,
are they loitering or something? Or?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Because they said they wanted to do this, take action to stop drugs. Well, drugs are already illegal.
Right.
So, I mean,
I don't know what the charge was. I've looked through here, and it doesn't really make it clear if any arrests have been made. They do say that they went in and confiscated their equipment. So the police department...
Under what right?
Well, under the old, the way the police in California have been doing in the marijuana shops, for instance. They'll come in, actually it's more the DEA, but this is the way they operate. They'll come in, they'll take the marijuana, they'll take the cash, but they'll never charge anyone with a crime. So I'm suspecting the same thing has happened here, because if no one's charged with a criminal act, then there's no way for them to defend themselves against this. In order to actually take action, they would have to bring some kind of suit against the police department. And odds are good that most of the people at this particular intersection, they are saying that millionaires have come there in the past, but I'm guessing there's probably not a millionaire sitting there every day.
Right.
So odds are good that most of these guys are not attorneys. They don't know an attorney, and they wouldn't know where to begin on bringing legal action against the police department for literally just coming in and stealing all of their stuff.
Well, I'm glad the San Francisco Gate is covering this.
San Francisco resident Vivian Imperial, walking down Market Street on Tuesday, said she saw police officers telling chess players a few weeks ago to get rid of their equipment. She said, "I was walking out here and I was thinking, how charming. Although I think there's money involved, it's probably not all squeaky clean," she said. "It seemed innocent." But employees at several nearby businesses said they were relieved the tables are gone. "It's an excuse for illegal activity, period," said Dimitri Madrid, manager at Beauty Supply and Hair Salon, which has sent four letters to the mayor complaining about drug and alcohol use, violence, and barbecuing. Can't have any of that going on. That has taken place by the tables. Now that the tables and crowds are gone, he says he no longer sees people walking by with their purses clutched tightly in their arms or are just crossing to the other side of the street. He said it's like night and day. Sales have been up. At CEX, an electronic entertainment exchange, people come in and have asked where the chess went, said the store manager, who didn't want to give his last name. "Since it's been gone, it's been a lot quieter," he said, adding that he thought that was an improvement. Ryan said police had reached out to businesses asking if chess tables were creating problems. He said drug use was commonplace, and customers were calling to say they weren't coming back to the store. They said, "We didn't want to come here because it's too dangerous." Now, I didn't really hear anything in this story about fights or anything like that going on. It seems like the biggest allegations here is somebody using some drugs, maybe somebody having a drink and a barbecue.
Yeah.
Now, maybe this is an example of tragedy of the commons, right? Where, okay, you've got a couple businesses who are saying that this is an improvement. They've taken down the chess tables, the police have come in, they've raided this chess operation, and the business owners are happier about it, apparently. Obviously, the people who've been attending chess there for decades are not happy about it. So how do you remedy this situation?
So you say tragedy of the commons, that's when everybody owns something, therefore nobody owns it, essentially, and it degrades in quality.
We have an example of that here in Keene.
That's true. There is
Railroad Square, where there was a kind of a fancy frou-frou restaurant that was right next to this public park, this common, this gathering area. And the common had become an area where young people had gathered, and many of those folks were known for doing let's say, recreational drugs that were being purchased at a nearby head shop, these synthetic drugs. They were known for doing those things out there. And one of the reasons why, when the business owner shut down his business, he cited the less than desirable element that were nearby his business as a result of this public park being there. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You know, when the police are cracking down on chess players, they've got their priorities straight. We've got to put a stop to this scourge of violence. The simulated violence, they're simulating the murder of rooks and pawns and queens, and this is absolutely unacceptable in a free society. That's, of course, what's going on in San Francisco, where street chess has been outlawed effectively without actually anybody passing any kind of ordinance or regulation or laws or anything. They didn't go through any kind of process that I can tell. It appears as though the police just showed up and took everybody's chessboards and chairs and everything. What's going to happen? There's a little bit more to the story. We'll share that here in moments. And, of course, get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're with the police on this one and you think it's about damn time they put a stop to this this just scummy activity of chess. So you can also, by the way, connect with us on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection. It creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Your applications, whichever ones you prefer to use online, they all work with ProXPN. It keeps everything you do hidden from prying eyes, disguises your physical location, and gives you unfettered access to any website or web service, no matter where you live or travel to. So if you're somewhere where there's restrictions on web access, maybe China or Australia or some other country like that where you know you can't access everything you might want to access, if you've got ProXPN, all you have to do is connect to ProXPN, and then you can select your location from a variety of locations around the globe, and then the website you're trying to visit will think you're coming from those sites. And the administrators of the ISP that are restricting your access have no idea what website you're trying to access because you're doing it all through your, basically through your VPN to ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there. Download the software for Mac, Windows, Linux. You can even get their app for iOS or Android. Of course, world-class support. It's free, by the way. There's a free account at ProXPN. You can just download this and get started. There are some limitations on the free account, like limited bandwidth, as well as they don't allow you to run torrents. But once you open up to the premium account, then there's nothing that's restricted. Unlimited bandwidth, you can run torrents, it's no problem. There's more choices for server locations. And the premium account's only $9.95 per month. But you can break that price down to $5 a month. How do you do that? Use our code FTL20 and buy the year package. So if you buy the year package, you save 20% off the lifetime of your account. If you can't afford the year package, you can go with a monthly account. And that code, FTL20, is still going to save you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. So it breaks down really affordable. It's awesome. If you're not satisfied, cancel within 7 days. Get a full refund. ProXPN.com/FTL to get signed up. That's ProXPN.com/FTL to sign up and use our discount code FTL20 to get the premium account, which, by the way, one account, you can use it on all of your devices. Pretty awesome. So we continue here. Jason Talley with me tonight. Jason, your thoughts on this crackdown in San Francisco on something that has been going on for decades. They say since the early 1980s, at least, there have been people at a certain street corner area who've been playing chess, and now the police have come in and they have confiscated all the chess equipment.
At this point in my life, I'm pretty desensitized to whatever the state does, and I'm not surprised. But how can they get away with this? I mean, how can they take somebody's property without a judge ruling anything? I mean, these people haven't been charged with crimes. Nope. I can't see that they're doing anything other than maybe violating some loitering statute.
Maybe, but it does sound like, if they were violating a statute, then why not make arrests?
Right.
Why not give these people criminal charges? Mm-hmm. No, instead they've decided to take their tables, to take their chairs, to take the chessboards. Now, according to the story, Neil J. Riley writes at the San Francisco Chronicle, the head bureaucrat in this case, Captain Michael Redman from the police department, is saying that the players' property will eventually be released back to them. So apparently they're just borrowing it, Jason.
Were they given warnings prior?
That's not made real clear. I don't see how they would possibly have warned everybody, right? Because
yeah,
this is an open area. Mm-hmm. There's certainly no membership. Anybody can show up anytime they want and play some chess, or they could. Now everybody's chess boards are gone. Now, Redman does say they'll be releasing the property back, and he hopes to work out a plan for chess in the future, but that may involve persuading a business to pay for a permit so that games can be played on the sidewalk, because you know you got to have your government permit if you want to play a game out in public.
And so why would a business have to apply for this permit as opposed to just an individual that wants to play chess?
There's no logical answer to any of this stuff.
Right,
it's absolute insanity. And I think this story is really, you said you're not shocked by this. But I have to say that I have to say I'm a little shocked by this, considering it's chess. I mean, this is one of the most innocuous activities that one could involve oneself in. Talk about a, you know, a healthy thing for people to do. This is something that, you know, you've got to have a mind for. I've seen these guys in the movies. I mean, I've never been in a, you know, big city where I've seen this happen before, but, you know, certainly seen footage of it on television. And I can't imagine playing chess that fast. When I sit down, and if I ever play chess, I'm always thinking and thinking and trying to figure out, all right, where can this guy go, and where can I go to block him? And, like, I couldn't possibly play speed chess. I would be so messed up. I wouldn't even know where I was going or what I was doing. So it seems like something that's really a talented thing.
I've seen people do it here in Keene, actually, in Railroad Square, actually, that you just mentioned. They do have public chess events, some kind of chess association, and they try to encourage people to play, and they had a board available for me and my friend. We sat down, we played chess.
Did you do the speed chess thing?
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, that's just intimidating to me.
Mm-hmm. But other people were, and they drew a big crowd. Hmm. There's also a large chess board of almost life-size pieces that people were moving around. Yeah.
Wow, I've totally not seen that. It sounds like fun,
yeah.
Right?
Like, oh, I like chess, sure.
People are having fun, and there's a lot of evidence to say that the people in the government don't like it when you have fun, especially if you haven't paid them first. If you give them you know, their VIG, they'll look the other way and you can play your game or throw your rave or do whatever it is that that you think is fun. As long as you pay off the state agents, you're usually okay. But in this case, the state agents hadn't been getting paid on this for decades, and I guess they decided it was time to take action.
Huh. I mean, so, like, if somebody had a regular yoga gathering and somebody was doing drugs nearby, they would shut that down?
Apparently. That's the way it sounds.
Doesn't sound very progressive for San Francisco.
It's shocking. I mean, that's why I was just surprised by this. But it's really a perfect example. There are certain people out there who believe that, oh, well, it could never happen to me, right? Like, there's this mindset that, oh, this is America. These things can't happen here. They'll look at certain things that the government does, and they'll make excuses for it. Oh, well, you're doing drugs, so it's bad. We should stop people from doing drugs. But we can point out to those folks that, well, it's fine for you to think those things, but what happens if they come after you? What happens if they come after something you like to do? And you haven't stood up for the people doing things you don't like, so how can you expect anybody to stand up for you if they come after what you're interested in? And, of course, somebody who is playing chess would probably say to themselves, they're never going to come after me. I play chess.
Mm-hmm.
What could be more innocuous than that? Well, now they're coming after the chess players.
Do you think we'll see any civil disobedience, like people in mass going out to play chess or other games?
I would love that. In fact, this is the story, as I mentioned, was from the 17th, so I've Googled it to see if there's been an update. I didn't see anything about, at least within the last 10 days, anybody going back out and making an issue of this. I certainly would love to see that happen.
Occupy chess.
Exactly. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control, share your thoughts, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S. USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org. It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on the site. We do have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and you can tune into our live streams from there. That's m.freetalklive.com. Also, our podcast is linked over there as well. Hey, if you've been thinking about building a home, and Jason Talley, I know that you are into some of these unique, maybe smaller homes. You're definitely into the tiny homes. I know that much. Have you ever looked into log homes?
I have, and I've been hearing it advertised on here. It's piqued my interest. I like their business model.
I have to say that it seems pretty impressive to me as well. The Log Home Builders Association is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to helping people build their own log home since 1965. So these guys have been around for a long time, and they do classes, actually. They're holding a class in Las Vegas coming up November 7th. 7th and 8th, and you can attend this class if you're going with a friend, or you know, your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. You get $100 off each. But what you're going to be shown in this class is everything you need to know about how to build your own home from scratch, a log home from scratch. No previous construction experience is required. In fact, they'll even show you on their website, loghomebuilders.org, what some of these student log homes look like that have been built by people who've never built anything before. You get lifetime support and help from the LHBA staff and other log home builders on their online community, and an ironclad money-back guarantee. So there's nothing to lose here. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they'll give you a full refund with no questions asked up to 3 months after you attend their seminar. So go to their website, loghomebuilders.org, to learn more. Get signed up for their two-day class in Vegas. It's happening November 7th and 8th. Most of their members, by the way, build without a mortgage. And you want to talk about a huge advantage here. Being able to have your own home and build it yourself and not have to have a mortgage, a bank hanging over your head like that. They pay for their home as they go. The founder of Log Home Builders, Skip Ellsworth, was famous for saying, if you think of building a log home as hard, you should try paying off a 30-year mortgage. So once again, that's loghomebuilders.org. Go and get signed up for their next class November 7th and 8th in Vegas.
I wonder if I already have the basics, because as a kid I used to play with Lincoln Logs. Did you ever play with those?
Yes. In fact, they talk about how you could get the kind of the pre-cut logs, but they actually encourage using logs from your own land.
Yeah.
They'll show you how to do that.
In New Hampshire, there's so many trees.
Yeah. And now, if you don't have trees on your land, then they will give you information on where to hook up with those products, too. So loghomebuilders.org. Let's go back to the phones here, or to the phones, rather. Pizza Guy is in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pizza Guy.
I know a thing or two about building houses, and a lot easier than you might think. Before the cat house, I used to think that behind walls, I don't know, wires and magic and stuff, I don't know, it was all mystery to me. Now I'm an expert, and I just wanted to call and give, and I mean, it's not that hard to learn, so yeah, build your own log cabin. Want to call and give it up. I am locked in. It's over. There's about 3 weeks. And then I'm in a position where I can refinance. And then I've been carrying probably about $12,000 of credit card debt for the last few months here, as it got worth the
Just end. To clarify, you're talking about this nightmare situation that you've been involved with for years now in your home in North Dakota. You purchased a home, if I'm recalling correctly, the story. You purchased a home during the wintertime. You didn't realize that there were, I don't know how much, but a lot of cat feces and urine in between the walls or like up above the ceiling or whatever. And then when when it's springtime hit and things started to warm up, you found out the hard way that apparently it was not a pleasant place to be. Is that right?
And that's exactly right. And the house, a house is not like buying a pair of pants at Walmart. You can't just bring it back and say, sorry, that didn't work.
Right.
And the way the legal system is set up, I say legal system because there's no justice, right? You can't get blood from a stone. So they had taken their money and spent it on medical bills. And so
the people from whom you purchased the home were elderly, and they took the cash and they spent it all. So by the time you discovered that there was this huge problem with cat feces all over the inside of the roof structure, basically, they essentially, your inspection did not pick this up. You had no way of making good. There was no way for these people to make you whole, basically.
Well, I mean, they could have sold their house. They could have lost their car. They could have, lost everything, which, honestly, they should have. Because I lost everything, right? Like, what's the difference here? The only difference is that they maliciously and intentionally covered up. I mean, they covered it up. It's a out-and-out lie. So, anyway, it's over. What's done is done. I'm about 3 weeks. We're laying the very last of the hardwood flooring, and I'm going to be done. It's going to be past tense.
So you've spent years cleaning this place up, redoing various different aspects of this home, and you've gotten into serious credit card debt in order to do it.
Yeah, studs and back. Studs and back. It's the only way to get rid of it for sure. Right?
What did you say? Studs and what?
Studs and back. So I don't know what you know about how to build a house, but you've got like the bones of your house. I mean, it's very much like you've got bones. Everything else is just flesh on top of it. Well, I had to rip all the flesh out because all that flesh is wood, and that wood just soaks up cat urine.
No.
So down to the bones and spray that, because you can't rip out all the bones because then the house will just collapse. So sprayed all that, and
what are you spraying it with?
There's a very special enzyme chemical solution that eats urine.
Wow.
So that I got that from Surfpro. I mean, hindsight 2020, I should have walked away. If you're a person who's in this situation and you don't know how to build a house, walk away. Bankruptcy disappears after 9 years. That's my advice. I was a computer programmer. I had nothing about building a house. But I had family at the time, contractor families. He told me how easy it was going to be, and they were going to be there, and they were going to help me. But months in, they walked away.
Oh, man.
it's getting longer and
so
longer.
So you've done it all yourself, and you're about to put the finishing touches on it. But now what? I mean, how much have you dumped into this place? I mean, what are you realistically going to get back out of it? What's your plan?
I'll never get anything out of it. I've dumped at least $60,000 of cold, hard cash into it. And I, not to mention every spare moment for the last 2.5 years. I mean, I've been putting in, not exaggerating, 60-hour weeks for 2.5 years straight. I mean, a lot of that time spent dicking around, studying, trying to figure out, okay, now, how does electricity work? Because I'm the kind of guy, too, where I can't just do it like I've been shown it. I gotta understand it, right? I gotta wrap my head all the way around it. So in order to put in a 2x4, I had to study engineering. And that was exhausting and anxiety-ridden. You can't imagine the nights spent laying awake wondering, can I do that right? Is the house going to collapse? What's going to happen here? It's just been nonstop hell.
What is going to happen here? I know that in the past, you've been updating on this updating us on this for years now. What is going to happen? I mean, when you put the finishing touches on it, what's your plan?
Yeah, well, refinance so that I can get out of my debt. Everything gets swallowed by the mortgage. I get to a low mortgage payment, and then I can breathe. And then once I do that, then who knows? Sky's the limit. I'm a master of the universe now. I can build anything.
There you go. Well, I guess that's a good way to look at this, is you've put in a lot of time and effort and learned all kinds of skills.
Do you think the house is now habitable for you to invite a bunch of cats in to live with you?
Never. But no, ultimately, the real plan is, my wife's Japanese, and so we built some Japanese amenities into it, and there are Japanese students who come to town, for the school year to study abroad, and so what I want to do is rent it out to them and go teach in Japan or go do something in New Hampshire, because I am a Free State participant. Now, this pushes me out. I had to take the government program to completely finish this whole thing. And so that does kind of tie me to Fargo for 10 years if I wanted it to completely disappear, but at least 5 to be... prudent.
Thank you for the update. Just amazing story, Pizza Guy. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share what you want with us. We'll continue here. Secession News coming up.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Tally.
Don't forget, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you like the fact that we, let's say, provide all of the archives for free, as we've done forever on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that the website features are free, you can get interactive with other listeners in the chat room, the bulletin board system, you can vote on the top stories on the site. There's all kinds of interactivity at freetalklive.com. It costs you nothing. Well, it does cost us something to run the website. So if you'd like to help us get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, then you can become an amplifier. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that you can send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We will invest that into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up and get started there. The Free State Project, as our last caller mentioned, he is a Free State Project participant, is almost 75% of the way to its goal of 20,000 participants. These are 20,000 people who, like Jason and myself, have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. In our case, we've already made the move, but there are over 14,800 people who have made that pledge. We want to reach 20,000. And those 20,000 people, once that number is reached, will have a five-year time window in which to make that move to New Hampshire and get active. The idea is to concentrate liberty-minded people all in the same physical general location so we can be more effective, so we can have more success for the ideas of liberty. So please go to freestateproject.org. And if you love freedom, if you love the ideas of liberty, then please, this is something for you. freestateproject.org. Unfortunately, if you love the ideas of freedom and you're living in San Francisco right now, you might be a little bit upset about what they've been doing to the chess players.
Could you imagine if the state told Free Staters that they couldn't play chess in a park?
There would be some civil disobedience, I have a feeling, if that were the case. Thankfully, that has not happened here in New Hampshire.
I can't imagine it happening here.
Well, I couldn't imagine it happening anywhere, but it happened in San Francisco. So this could happen in your neighborhood.
You know, in Manchester, they did arrest those occupiers for being at a park too late.
After 11 o'clock at night, that's right. And they were found guilty by a jury of their own peers. Even though they had the ACLU's head attorney in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. the NHCLU, they had her defending them, they still were found guilty. I mean, it was ridiculous.
that story.
It's public property, unless we say it's not.
You know, there's a couple interesting comments on this story here, which, by the way, I have posted on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. But there's some top comments here. One says, how typical of government. Throw the baby out with the bathwater. I've seen those chess players dozens of times over the years. Again, we're talking about street chess that has been banned in San Francisco without any kind of ordinance. Police just came down and cracked down on it, and they didn't make any arrests. They just stole everybody's stuff. And this person's saying that he's seen it happen a lot, and he's never seen them, meaning the street chess players, cause any problems. He says the problems were caused by other people in the vicinity. Street preachers ranting and bellowing, panhandlers harassing passersby, drunks and junkies urinating and passing out wherever they pleased, pickpockets and purse snatchers looking for victims, and so on. In the midst of all that, the chess players seem like an oasis of sanity and civilization in a desert of crime and chaos. I never could walk past without pausing to marvel at the contrast between them and the human trash around them. Once again, San Francisco proves that it's no longer the city that knows how, but the city that doesn't have a clue.
So the law enforcers see all this going on, and they target the people with chessboards.
Yeah. I mean, they have this theory that the fact that the chess players are there somehow is contributing to greater delinquency in the general area. And another comment here, C-H-E-S-S, writes one of these people. He says, the gateway drug to more serious felonies. Beware its evils. Seek help at the CPA, the Chess Players Anonymous. I mean, this is so insane. But it could happen to you. It could happen to the thing that you like to do. If they can go after the chess players, no one is safe. I mean, I can't even believe we're talking about this.
I mean, the government has gone after certain forms of sex in the past.
Sure. Like a lot of places, those forms of sex are still illegal.
Right.
I think somebody has put in a bill to finally repeal some ridiculous prohibitions on sexual activity here in New Hampshire.
Oh. But,
yeah, so there's nothing that is safe. Whatever it is your hobby is, maybe you thought to yourself, well, you know, it's only going to pick off drug dealers and drug users. No, no. No, apparently chess is now a problem, and you have to ask yourself, what's next? And what will they use as their excuse? I mean, for instance, the rave scene has come back in the news recently. We touched on this recently on Free Talk Live, where there was a New York rave. Some people had taken what they were told was Molly. Turns out it wasn't. But they took this drug. They overdosed, essentially. They died. Maybe they died from dehydration. I'm not sure. Heart, whatever it was. They died from taking some questionable product. And, of course, the idea is, well, we just have to stop the raves. We have to stop young people from dancing. And for a long time, this has been something that the government people have been doing. There are actually, in New York City, cabaret licenses. And they still exist. If you didn't have, and they were created, you know, 100 years ago or whatever, but if you didn't have the cabaret license, dancing would be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's illegal to dance in New York City, still is, unless you have the proper, inside a business. You might be able to dance in the streets legally for now, but that could be coming next. But inside a business, if you're the business does not have a permit, the cabaret license, dancing's illegal.
During Motorhome Diaries that I did along with Pete Eyre and Adamo Freeman, we spent about a year on the road. In a motorhome, obviously, we stopped by a place in Texas that was fighting something like this. You know, people happen to dance, and the government didn't like it, so they fined the business. And so there was a big public uproar, and we did some videos with the staff there that stood their ground.
They stood their ground?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and they eventually won. And my first liberty activism was actually against a bar closing ordinance in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, we registered a bunch of voters, and that didn't really go anywhere. Tried to get the college students out to vote.
That never goes anywhere.
Because we should be outraged that the state has taken away our freedom to dance after 2 a.m.
How'd that work with the college students?
We got a lot of support. Got a lot of support from the bars. Actually, that was the first and only time I ran for office, and I was endorsed by the top drag queen in Gainesville. So that was something.
You know, that's something to be proud of.
I think so.
Yeah, I actually am running for city council here in Keene, and just before, a moment ago during one of the breaks, I noticed on my blog feed thing that Miscellany Blue, which is kind of a lefty blog here in New Hampshire, has blogged about my tax plan, the pay-what-you-want tax plan, as they call it. So this is one of the things, one of the reasons why I value running for office, because people pay attention to it. I my message here is that taxes should not be coercive, that they should be consensual. Sure, government, go ahead and send out a request. Go ahead and send out a tax suggestion.
Make your case.
Yeah, to show me what different bureaucracies want. How much do they want? You know, break it down. Because right now, all I get is this tax bill, and you know, it's just got this number, this arbitrary number on it. And the only breakdown you get is that there's a school breakdown, and then there's like everything else: so state, city, and school, basically, and that's it. So I'd like to see a better breakdown. I'd like to see, well, what are the police asking for? What are the, you know, the roads department or public works or whatever they're called? You know, what are the different departments demanding? And then I'd like to be able to make a choice. You know, I, like, for instance, don't really much care for a lot of the things the police do, so I really wouldn't want to send them very much money. I don't really like the government schools at all, so I don't think I'd send them anything. But maybe I want to pay more for better roads or something like that. Maybe I should be able to do that. So that's essentially my proposal, and this blog has determined that it's worth blogging about. So that's great. I mean, that people are talking about these ideas, whether they're deriding them or not is another question, but that it's starting a conversation.
Do you think that if, let's say, you didn't pay for these government schools, I mean, are there educational opportunities that you would pay for others?
I actually did a couple years ago give some money to a local school. Here at the LRN.FM studios, there's a school that is literally down the street. And so I contacted that. It's a private school. I contacted that school, and I asked them about donations, and I did give them a donation. I would consider doing that again.
Nice. I mean, education really doesn't have to be that expensive.
But I don't think it does.
The world should be your classroom as opposed to this expensive government school building with this overseers.
You know. I tend to think that unschooling is my favorite thing, but I don't know how you would go about donating to unschool.
I just think it's important that young people have access to the Internet.
Absolutely. So you can share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, secession news. Maybe you're frustrated with the fact that the government people seem to be outlawing everything. In this case, they're outlawing, without actually passing a law, street chess in California. Well, one California county, actually a second California county, has now voted for secession. And Jason, you've got, or Tally rather, you've got some interesting numbers by Rasmussen about Americans and their opinions about secession. We'll get to all that coming up.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.